If your husband is sealing the tub with toothpaste, then you've come to the right place. It's Arizona's number one home improvement resource, the Rosie on the House Show.
Here every Saturday morning for you, the Arizona homeowners. We're talking air conditioning this particular hour. And what service calls are generally creating the most activity this time of year when we're about halfway through, hopefully a little more than halfway through, our cooling season? And we were talking earlier about condensate lines and how they can plug up. You know, you get a monsoon season, blow through the attic, stir around that insulation a little bit. Those little fine filaments end up in the condensate pan, and they all have to go downhill, downslope. And they start congregating right there where the little drain hole is, and pretty soon they've created a dam, plugs it up, and you've got a problem. Jeff was saying at Rias, y'all install an automatic shutoff valve for those when you're installing them new.
Right, yep.
Condensate line just happens to get plugged because somebody's not doing the regular service calls. You're not going to have the ceiling come crashing down in on your head because of the water that's up there.
Right.
And then the next thing we wanted to talk about was capacitors. But I want to take this one call from Mesa first before we do. Let's bring Rick into the conversation, who's been patiently holding. Rick, good morning. And what's
good morning.
What's your question, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
You
I
betcha.
Have about a 19, I think it's an 82 manufacturer home. And I noticed that around my house, I don't have a condensation line at all. Is it in the bottom of the manufacturer, or is it where the air conditioning unit is? Because my filter does feel a little wet at times, and I just never seen a condensation on the outside perimeter house on the manufacturer home.
All right, 1980s manufactured home. I'm a walk in the house, Rick, and somewheres there's going to be a closet with a vertical air handling cabinet, right?
Right. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Rick, you probably have your lines are coming right off the coil inside, probably inside or maybe even behind the cabinet, and that's mm-hmm. going down right directly, probably underneath the house is what mm-hmm. I would imagine. But nonetheless, that needs to get looked at because if there's water dripping on that filter, something's not hooked up properly. So
something's come loose.
Yeah.
The drain line.
Drain line could have cracked. It could have popped off.
Or it's plugged and it's just back dripping off the A coil down onto the filter.
Could very well be.
Yeah. So I imagine the home has skirting all the way around it.
No, sir. It's sitting on the foundation. Pillars in the bottom.
Okay. Well, can you do a little visual inspection? I mean, you should see a PVC pipe leaving the unit and going straight down.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see that?
It will go straight down the filter, the insulation, right? That's under there.
Yeah, it should extend down beyond that.
Okay.
There ought to be a little pipe extending down through the floor, through the cabinet base that the air handling cabinet's mounted on, and it'll generally just be a PVC line, and mm-hmm. going straight through. If you can, it's gonna be tough.
Yeah, I would give us a call and get us out there just to run a service call. You know, we won't charge you for it, but get out there and just do a visual for you, because I think it'll help you out. We'll know what we're looking for and be able to kind of guide you on what's going on.
There you go, Rick. You just earned yourself a free service call from Rias. Jeff, thanks for the generosity. Usually when we have one of our experts here in studio, they're always super generous at taking care of our callers. I appreciate that. Rick and Mesa, if the call comes in.
And, Rick, if you want to just give our office lines are open this morning so we can get you scheduled for that, and that number is 480-969-7500.
Romy and I were talking soapboxes earlier, and my soapbox of super cooling is just one of them. Then his soapbox of flipped real estate homes. I've got another soapbox, and it's how air conditioning companies build into their service calls opportunities to rip off homeowners.
Yeah. it's becoming more common across the board of highly performance paid technicians in the field.
So I want to educate, I want to take the next couple of minutes without mentioning any names, just talking through if this is the way your current air conditioning contractor treats you, maybe you need to find a different air conditioning contractor. What are some of the things you're seeing out there that are just notorious?
I would say if you're getting a large service ticket every single spring or every single summer or every time something goes wrong with your unit and you're in a frazzle and calling, you know, Google AC repair and
right.
call the top list.
right.
If you got a large, lengthy bill, it's typically because that technician's probably paid $10 to show up at your house, and he's probably been at your house for 2 hours. So not many people work for $5 an hour. So he's typically probably paid 20 to 30% commission on whatever he can sell you. So he's really going to find everything he can to get every single dollar he can out of your air conditioning unit.
Yep.
And it's not always necessarily needed. So it's a problem for our industry, and you know, we've at Rheus have took the stronghold to really maintain our integrity of our technicians and just pay our guys a high hourly rate to keep them on board and incentivize them, motivate them in other ways than trying to rip our customers off.
And you know what, Jeff, you hear it advertised all the time about the really low first time call.
Yeah.
And I do not want to paint the industry with a broad brush here, because I believe there are a couple companies out there that do it and do it with integrity.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But I think there's a whole lot of them that do that, and they're going to find something wrong with your equipment just to make sure they can pay for getting the guy and the truck and the equipment and the parts and the tools covered with workman's comp and insurance and licensing and sales tax. They're going to make that ticket pay.
Yep, absolutely.
So be particularly skeptical of companies that are advertising what you know it costs them less, it costs them more to get to your house than it does that they're going to charge you for that first introductory offer. Be very, very careful.
No. I got another question. How many points can you possibly have on an inspection? Every year it seems like, call now for our special.
90 points.
It used to be 19, then it was 27. I think I heard a 49 point.
We're all looking at the same stuff. I think 40 is, there's about 40 realistic items that need to get checked. And that's from every, you know, contactors, amp draws, and a lot of that's visual inspection on for dirt and dust and components that need to be cleaned.
All right. We were talking about the most common dilemmas and failures air conditioning units have this time of year. We've already covered number one. Number two, the capacitor.
Yep. That's basically, it's like a battery. Okay. So that's a part on your air conditioning unit that's bound to fail. The tricky thing about capacitors are, we have a lot of homeowners that like to try to do that themselves, and I hear it.
Well, I can Google them.
You can Google them,
I can get one delivered to my house for...
Yeah, probably $10.
$10.
and that's... We're trying to make a real hard stance in informing and educating people that that's not a do-it-yourself repair. There's high-voltage, highly dangerous electrical components in and around where that capacitor needs to get seated in the air conditioning system. And Rosie, just like I was telling you, I was just at a woman's house last week with one of my technicians, and she had bought a capacitor and put it in herself.
Okay.
Installed it herself, and then it went back out because she got the wrong size capacitor for her system. And as we're out there, she's reaching her hands in, and we had to caution her and, you know, say, "Ma'am, can you please step back? Because we're not going to be here when you reach in and touch something and get zapped." So we just caution homeowners that there's certain do-it-yourself things like your filters. You can spray off your condenser outside. You could do items like that, but please don't. If you got to pull a screw off to do something with your air conditioning system, stop right there.
And what are the indications that the capacitor is bad? What are the symptoms the homeowner is seeing?
Typically, it just goes out, unfortunately.
Just quits.
Yep. It's just like your car battery, especially here in Arizona. We know the only last couple of years, and it just goes. So.
Well, I want to go to the caller because he's been on hold for a while. But the other thing I want to come back and talk to is hard start kits.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to cover that in just a minute. See, folks, I told you we'd keep you on the edge of your seat talking air conditioning. It's what we do. Don in Glendale, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Hear you loud and clear.
I have a 3-ton 14 SEER train on a 1,200 square foot house. My serviceman came out last Friday. The house was 68 degrees, and the first thing he said is, you can't keep your house this cold. And he started explaining the temperature on the coil, the Freon is 32 degrees, the air coming across is 44, and it never gets warm enough up there to drain all the water off the coil, and it's just running inefficient. And this is, I'm trying to super cool.
Okay.
I have no idea how to resolve that issue.
Did you super cool last summer?
Yes, I did. I don't have any problem doing it. It seems to work. He just says it's not good for the Terrain air conditioner.
Jeff, do you want to weigh in on that?
I'm not sure why he would say that. I don't know exactly what he saw through his diagnostic process on your system to tell you that. So I'm not going to say he was wrong just because I don't have all the data that I need to make that recommendation to you. But again, just like I think, what did we do that for Rick? We can come out, no charge for you and do a service call and check out the system and kind of tell you why he may have said that, or just find out if he just isn't familiar or educated enough on super cooling.
Well, and I will tell you, Don, we have Rosie certified plumbers all over the state of Arizona. If I put them in a room and I said, I want everyone that prefers copper plumbing to raise their hand, one half of the guys would raise their hand. And then I'd say, okay, let me see by a show of hands how many prefer PEX plumbing. The other half would raise, okay? And I have Rosie certified air conditioning contractors that try and dissuade their homeowners from super cooling. Now, Jeff isn't one of them, but, they feel like it does increase the wear and tear on the air conditioning unit. And I've challenged them. I've said, show me the empirical evidence for that. I'm asking my air conditioner to work hardest when it's the coolest outside temperature. I'm asking it to stop and start much less often, which is where the wear and tear comes from.
Yeah.
And you just intuitively think, okay, if I'm going to ask my air conditioner to work so hard to get my home to 68 degrees, I must be wearing it out. This is a tactic we've been using for 15 years. And hundreds, thousands of people all over the valley are doing it. If your unit's freezing up because you're trying to super cool, there's something fundamentally wrong with your unit.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's no evidence or anything that's causing super cooling to cause harm to your system. If anything, it's asking your system to operate more efficiently. There could be something wrong with the unit, though, that would propose somebody to say, don't super cool.
Super cooling is like driving a Ferrari on the freeway, as opposed to driving a Mack truck through stop-and-go traffic, through downtown. That's the difference.
Yep, exactly.
All right, Don. So there's our opinion. But, Jeff, I thought you handled that very well, that you weren't going to say anybody had judged it right or wrong without seeing more data. I'll be a little bit more upfront than that. Don, your technician was wrong. So there you go.